Triple M's Marto and Margot for Chemist Warehouse. Right now, get half price big brand vitamins and cosmetics at Chemist Warehouse. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, here we go. Everybody get ready in 3, 2, 1.
Live from the top of Caxton Street, home of Suncorp Stadium, Lefties, Gambaros, and the Caxton Hotel on 104.5 Triple M and the Listener app. This is Triple M Breakfast with Marto and Margot. Triple M
Breakfast. I have to stop our conversation about what went on yesterday.
At the Legends.
Regatta. Yep.
The Legends lunch. Mm. It was fun.
Morning all.
Wasn't that
what,
good?
What can we talk about in terms of what happened?
Well, what happened after the event? Because you hung around the regatta for a while, Marto.
I just wanted to make sure that all our listeners were
okay. Of course you did. Oh, good on you.
You know, I said to you guys yesterday, I bet you I'll get headlocked by a few listeners. It occurred.
Yes.
It was sensational. Gordy turned up late too.
Oh, what time did Gordy turn up?
Oh, 3:34 or so.
And the function finished at 3. Good on you, Gordy.
Marto and Margot, Triple M Breakfast.
We're just talking about Wally Lewis and Mark Geyer fight back in 91 in Origin. Can we, that rumour we had on Tuesday I think it was, about Saturday night's game, Panthers versus Storm, top of the table clash. It is true. Channel 9 are going to have it on live and free.
I wonder what that cost them.
It was a trumour.
Well, we could ask Mr. Channel 9 Rugby League himself, Wally Lewis.
Hello, mate. How you going?
Yeah, great, mate. Exciting weekend for you.
Yeah, it is. Footy, and a bit more footy coming up. I love the opportunity to be able to do that, but more so, it's a real benefit for the rugby league fans that get to be able to go out there and not just watch one game, to be able to see a whole host of them. And the action that they're going to see is going to be open and entertaining.
We kicked off Magic Round early, while yesterday with our Legends of League lunch. You featured last year. Everybody asked after you, wanted to make sure you're good and you're okay, and they missed you and they loved having you there last year. And we can't really talk about what happens at the Legends lunch because what happens there stays there, of course. Hey, Wal.
Yes.
Not only did you go head to head with Mark Geyer in game 2 of 1991 in that State of Origin series, you went head to head with him last year at the Legends lunch. Can you just remind everybody about what happened on that night during that game?
It was the first one. It was just a match where he was a 19-year-old boy, Mark Geyer, and he was told by his coach and a couple of the players to go out and get rid of me and a couple of the other Queensland players. At such a young age, he didn't hold back either. He wanted to impress the New South Wales selectors, and he just kept showing his aggression. Might be a nice way of saying it, and then it just snapped. He came out and just on the break, he started throwing him, and he's not a small man, Mark. And I only said 3 words to him. If you have a look, you can see him over. You and dog were the first and third words. I'll have to work out what the other one was. And he got the backup for the Queensland players, but the poor bloke, he ended up getting a fair suspension out of it, but he was told to do it by the New South Wales hierarchy, and they didn't show him much support. He ended up getting a pretty fair suspension after that.
5 weeks.
Yeah, and for just doing what he was told as a 19-year-old boy, and certainly you don't hold back from doing that in your first Origin game. And I got to become quite good friends with Mark after that. A lot of people said, no, you couldn't do. He was getting ready to punch your head in. And I said, well, the one good thing was that we didn't actually get to throw too many blows at all, because if we had it would have been a short contest.
Lucky for Wally, yes.
It would have been a short contest, 2 punches, and it would have been all over.
He's now part of the Triple M family, Mark Geyer, of course. But, Walt, it was significant that we're talking to you because today, Friday, May 13th, the Stories of Origin podcast begins from Channel 9, called, what are they called? 9 Podcasts, State of Origin. Now, you joined with Fatty and Choppy Close. That must have been sensational to go through all the old footage and talk and narrate it all.
Yeah, and talk about it. You know, there's parts like the MG we've just been speaking about. But, you know, to have the opportunity to do it with those two guys was fantastic. They are the most emotional Queenslanders that I've ever had the thrill of playing alongside. Fatty used to come on and just do all the work for everybody else, and then at the end of the game he'd remind you that he did all the work. And Chris Close, he was a guy that, of course, you know, a lot of people forget he was man of the match in the first State of Origin game. He went out there and he scored a couple of tries. He was playing against the world's finest centres at the stage of Mick Cronin and Steve Rogers. Yet came out to be the player of the match, and he really set the tone for State of Origin. 12 months later, he came around. He did it again. A remarkable player, and he was a guy that I often say was the most underrated player in State of Origin history.
Yeah, incredible stories of Origin over so many years of the game. It is only just under a month away, Wally, until Origin rolls around again. Yeah. A new coach at the head of the Origin side, Billy Slater. How do you rate him? How do you think he'll go? He's looking for some fresh faces to inject into debut in game one. How do you think he goes?
Well, Margo, I think it's going to be one of those opportunities for Billy to display even more State of Origin history than he does. He is really an emotional bloke. You know, I'm sure we all remember what he was like when he was playing in that that wonderful, wonderfully talented Queensland team, when he had a pile of his Melbourne Storm teammates alongside him, and they really set the bar at a new level at State of Origin. You know, at Queensland, 8 straight, here we go, and he was involved in some of the most fantastic displays from a fullback that the game's ever seen, and he's one of those guys that I'm sure he will be carrying plenty of emotion into the dressing sheds. As I said, he will be trying to thrill the players and just trying to remind them of you know what's in front of them, the challenge that they face, but more so the pride that they've got to take every time they don a maroon jersey.
Well, I've got to ask you, Billy Slater coaching Queensland, Brad Fittler, New South Wales, work for Channel 9, Cam Smith works for Channel 9, Jonathan Thurston, the assistant coaches, all work for Channel 9. Is it true, the rumour I've heard, they're going to be mic'd up in the coach's box for the first time in world sport? True or false?
Yeah, there's a bit of a rumour that's going to be the case.
Incredible.
I know another bloke that works for Channel 9 that's not there, mate. I had a couple of years coaching and I was Wally the loser, so get rid of that bloke and get the winners in. I've got to say, though, if that happens, that would really take watching the game on television to a whole new
level.
Incredible. Yeah, just to get them, I would say that they wouldn't expect too much from them. They just get a couple of comments from them each half, and probably after they leave the dressing sheds to go back onto the field before the kickoff actually takes place. Boy, what a role that they'd play in thrilling the general public watching the game on TV. Not lucky enough to be there live.
Incredible!
Until then, we got your podcast.
Yeah, Stories of Origin podcast from Nine Podcast State of Origins, live and exclusive on Nine, launched today. Cannot wait. Enjoy Magic Round and good luck in Origin.
Thanks, guys. Marto and Margot,
Triple M Breakfast. We know that the whole world of rugby league is converging on Brisbane this weekend. It's already arrived. All roads of rugby league lead to Suncorp Stadium. What a magic round we've got.
Of course, magic round on tonight. And it's Broncos versus Manly and one of those former Broncos that we speak of so highly. And he was at our Legends lunch yesterday, of course. He's the legend himself, Corey Parker. Good morning.
Morning, guys. How you going?
Who are you just
calling me a legend?
It says it on the screen. It says Corey Parker, Broncos legend.
It's about the only time she's called me a legend ever.
I was led by the witness.
Oh, you were legendary yesterday. We were not allowed to talk about that stuff. Your wife, mate, all right.
We're just talking about smoke bombing, and I just said Corey's the best smoke bomber of them all. He just falls asleep.
I've got in front of me. She just slid a phone across. You probably haven't seen this photo, but is that your 40th?
Is this sort of Johnny Depp style
photo? This was the
photo?
First Night Fever 40th birthday
you're
weekend.
You're asleep and
shenanigans.
She's got photos of you asleep while you're out.
Yeah, well what happens, Marto, as you know, she refuses to leave. She wants to say goodbye to absolutely every person
to me.
Yep. I don't understand why. I just, like, get up and go. So I ended up having jack of it, as well as probably filled the boots too much and just not off.
Well, you've got to look after four kids while she comes swanning in here every morning.
It's the easiest way to get out of the night because everyone just goes, oh, yeah, it's time for him to go home. You don't have to say goodbye. People do it on your behalf. Obvious. Take him home.
But no one cares if you say goodbye or not.
Now, listen, can you two sort that out at home? We've got rugby league to talk here.
Broncos v Manly, Corey. Big night of footy tonight. Magic round, of course. You're going to be there all weekend. What do we need to know about this Broncos game? Because I heard that the Manly want to poach our Selwyn Cobbo.
Yeah, big game, obviously, with Broncos v Manly. And this same game last year, Manly put 50 on Brisbane, so hoping for a very different result in that regard.
Hey, Coz, we're both on the same number of points, are we? So, aren't we? So this is virtually a win is here, can get you high into the eight.
Yeah, it's like a four-point game for both sides, to be fair, because the Broncos have got a relatively speaking easier run for the next 3 weeks before they go into a bye. So a really important month that could probably shape their season going into the back half. So, yeah, magic round. It starts, obviously, today with Bulldogs and the Knights. But Saturday's where it's at. I mean, the Panthers and the Melbourne Storm. I mean, without Pappenhausen, which is a little bit of a blunder, but both those teams are by far and away the two best sides in the competition at the moment, so that should be a cracker.
Unbelievable.
Broncos lineup, we've got Capewell and Haas back. Billy Walters has been named as hooker. Corey Jensen again. Adam Reynolds, Tyson Gamble.
Are you just reading the team out of the paper?
I am reading the team out of the paper.
For what reason?
Tamari Martin again back at fullback. Kevvy Walters seems to be sticking with this spine in particular. You know, there was a lot of changes to the team in the beginning, but he seems to have found a bit of a comfort zone. Is this working for them, Corey?
Well, so far it is, isn't it? I mean, I think Adam Reynolds is the denominator of all that. He seems to be controlling things beautifully. You know, Capewell's back from that towel incident that he had in the shower.
Terrible accident.
And Payne's a sort of a week-to-week sort of proposition in regards to his AC shoulder. He's had a week off. But hopefully he can, you know, manage that throughout the season. So two big inclusions for the Broncos. But as for Manly also, they got a couple of good players back. Ola Kawatu comes back into their side, who's one of the form back rowers in the competition. And then obviously Daly Cherry-Evan and the Travojevic brothers. So they'll be looking for a big game. So it should be a good one. Hopefully this weather holds out, to be fair. I mean, because that's what the whole event's about, is the crowd turning up.
Let's talk about that. And you and I both love our lawns. We're... Oh, no, you know Mal, the groundsman there. We've been trying to get hold of him, but apparently
he's busy.
I've got a bit on. Righto, Mal, pull your socks up and answer your phone. Mal, the groundsman, how big a worry is that, 8 games of footy in these conditions?
So wet.
You know that last game of the weekend, Coz, and gamble responsibly, everyone. I think it's Bulldogs against Tigers. That could be
Knights.
6-2. Was it? No,
Bulldogs Knights.
No, last game on Sunday afternoon, game of the
Sharks.
Weekend.
Oh,
right. There could be 4 points scored, so go low.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see how the field holds up. It generally drains quite well, but we've had an enormous amount of rain. It's supposed to get a little bit more of it. So Mal will be probably setting his swag up at the stadium all weekend to make sure that the field is in the best sort of shape it can be. But it's depressing at the moment, isn't it, Marta? I'm looking at my lawn currently, and you just can't do anything with it. It needs a trim. It needs a bit of a mow, but I can't even do that.
We've started to get those little white flowers, you know, on the tops of the grass. What is that?
Clover?
Yeah, that's not quite a grass.
Because you and I, let's stop talking, League. We've got to wrap things up because we've got to get to traffic. It's serious. But you can't get onto that grass too quickly because you leave tyre tracks too, tyre tracks. Everyone be careful out there.
It might even have to be push mode, the first one.
What has happened to this conversation?
League into lawn.
Natural jump.
Only at Triple M.
We've got to move on.
Okay.
Thanks, Corey.
Thanks, guys.
He's moved from the dusty streets of Adelaide to the bright lights of LA. It's our mate, Amos Gill.
Oh, the America Report. Amos, what's going on over there?
Mate, I'm back. Oh. I'm in Australia.
You're back in Australia, mate. When did you get back? What are you doing? Where are you?
Well, I'm in Adelaide, so let's hold the excitement a little bit.
Back to the dusty streets of Adelaide.
The dusty streets of Adelaide. And I've got back in time for the election. I've completely checked out of Australian politics. I flicked the telly on, And all of a sudden, it looks like Anthony Albanese might have a meth problem or something. What happened to that bloke's face?
If he doesn't get a feed, if that election doesn't happen soon, he's going to die of starvation. How skinny is he looking?
He's hanging on by a thread, that bloke.
He needs a good cab and some vitamin D, doesn't he?
Amos, we are, as of this weekend, with 8 games of NRL, we are the worldwide headquarters of NRL. So the police are on high alert all weekend. All of them been rostered on to keep an eye on things.
Could you imagine being sort of just out of the academy and that's your first job? Just wander the valley with your pepper spray ready to give it a little. Hey, let's talk. I want to talk now. This is lowbrow, but this is what we love at the end. Okay. It's sports and it's bodily functions all in one.
Oh.
I'm obsessed with this story. There is a player by the name of Marcelo, a Brazilian football player, who plays for Olympique Lyonnais. Have you heard of them? They're in the French soccer.
Lyon, yeah, in the south of France, yeah.
Yes, well, Marcelo was released earlier in the year, and people said, what did he do? And they just quoted at the time as inappropriate behaviour. It has come out since that the reason Marcelo was given the sass was because after they lost the game, he went back in the dressing room, let go one of the loudest, stinkiest and longest farts, according to the coach, and laughed at it. The coach was so incensed that he sacked him for farting in a dressing room.
Farting?
Oh, my God.
Sacked? Marto farts in here all the time. Surely that's a cause for dismissal.
This is where I was angling. Well,
I do not. When you're not here, I do, because it's all-male affair.
I love that he found it funny, too. Why are farts funny?
Well, look, it's the earliest gag that any human being has. There's nothing wrong with them. And I think this is outrageous that a man cannot let one rip in the privacy of a dressing room. So, I mean, first of all, we've got Hetrier Lumumba from Collingwood doing secret recordings. Now people are being sacked from a football club for farting. Does the dressing room not have a sacred position anymore? I remember there was a time I played in a soccer league and we had this English bloke. His name was Clive. And he would scream at us for not focusing enough. And I'll never forget, we went out before a cup final. We're about 13 years old. And he's like, all right then, lads, you got to focus, yeah? You got to turn it up. You got to think. Well, we're going to get in there, right? Hey, everyone, eyes on me. Let's focus. And then he leapt through one of the greatest farts I've ever heard, and he shat himself. And this is a true story. He let it rip so loud, and we all started laughing. And he was like, what are you laughing at? We were laughing because there was a brown river running down his leg.
Oh, Amos, nice to have you home, mate. We'll see you soon, eh?
Thanks, guys.
Marto and Margo on Triple M Breakfast.
Marto, do you ever have one of those moments where you go, WTF?
Oh, yeah, regularly.
Do you know what that stands for?
Yeah, what the hell?
What the hell? Well, I had a moment of that yesterday because I had to fuel up the car. And I thought fuel prices had calmed down. What happened to the fuel excise? Well, that doesn't exist because yesterday I was standing there pumping away. And
are you petrol or diesel?
Petrol. I've just moved over to petrol.
So it's 20 cents cheaper, I think, because of the excise at the moment. Yeah. So, yeah, take 20.
Should be $1.70 or something. Yeah.
Well, I'm looking around. I'm at the pump. I've got the nozzle in and I'm just standing there. You know, like I face the car and I look at the back. I see who's driving in.
Hold on. This is interesting.
Pump on the right-hand side, so driver's side.
Yeah.
And I stand looking at
across the roof of the car.
Roof of the car. I look at other people coming in, check out the tradies, see who's coming in and out of the shop, you know, like.
What are
you looking for? Just looking around.
What are you looking for?
Yeah. Well, what I should have been looking at was the bloody petrol bowser because I turned around at one point and I went, gee, that bottom number looks really low compared to the top number.
Because
you know, sometimes it's normally, you know,
it
like.
It should be double.
Yeah, or a couple of cents behind.
It used to be the same.
70 litres equals $75.
Remember when it was $70?
I turned around, Marto, it was like 20 litres and it was like $80. And I was like, what the hell? What is going on here? $2.41.
Bloody hell.
You idiot, Margo.
Hold on. No, don't idiot yourself. Are you telling me yesterday? $2.41,
I paid. Well, the only options at the Bowser was 91. There was no 95. It was E10, 91, 98. So I always go 95 or 98, depending on the price. And my dad always taught me growing up, 98, put the best petrol in your car. It burns more efficiently.
That's right.
You'll have to fill it up less, blah, blah, blah.
Smart man.
So I just always go 98. until I realised that 98 was $2.41. I don't know if this was an anomaly.
No, I'm seeing one here. I got petrol spy up. Look at that.
I don't know if I drove
41.
Into. I'm like, am I living in Ascot or Clayfield? No, I'm in Logan. What is going on here?
Newstead, $2.38. Oh my God, Bowen Hills, $2.38. You're right.
$2.41 I paid yesterday for fuel.
But there's some people
for
still got it at $1.75.
To put in my car, it cost me $220. I nearly fell over when I went to pay. The lady goes, oh, geez, that hurts. And I'm like, doesn't it?
Did she say that?
She said that.
She'd be saying that all day.
She said,
as you hand over your money.
As I hand over my money and tap my card, she goes, oh, that hurts. And I'm like, oh my God, doesn't it? And she said, you wouldn't want to be doing that too often. And I said, well, with the amount of driving around I do with my kids, I'm doing it every 5 days. She said, oh, I'd be getting a new car if I were you. I'm like, this is a new car. She said, I'd be selling it. I said, I think I might have to. I can't afford to keep it anymore.
Oh, God.
Triple M Breakfast with Marto and Margo.
Sports and politics should not mix, but for better or worse, they are going to this weekend in Brisbane. What's going on this weekend in Brisbane, Margo?
The debate or something of the leaders here?
No, sport-wise. Magic round.
Okay. Well, so, that's obvious.
All right, 2 weeks to go until the election. Hello, the Liberal Party are doing their launch. Half of Australia's already voted, from what I can gather. Oh, we better get our launch underway. Anyway, he's doing it in Brisbane. Because remember the last one, he unexpectedly won that last election, ScoMo. What was that, 2019, when he got up that night and goes, how good is Queensland? Apparently we must have helped him get over the line or whatever. So he's coming here on Sunday, I think their launch is.
Both of them are coming here to Brisbane, ScoMo and Albo.
Whoa, hold your horses, I'm running this. Sharks versus Raiders.
What?
Sunday, 1:50. I bet you the launch is on. These guys can't get tickets. They're just coming up here to get free tickets. Sharks Raiders. He'll do the launch at about 11:30. I bet you. You watch this. I don't know anything, but I bet you they do it at 11:30. And then he'll be off to the footy and you'll watch him wave his bloody scarf. Right.
Be down in the dressing rooms.
And then, as you say, I don't follow the election campaign. I haven't looked where they are, but I bet you $1 million that Albo will be here this weekend. Have you seen anything? Do you know anything?
I don't know anything.
Me neither. I bet you Albo turns up in Brisbane this weekend. Warriors South tomorrow at 3 p.m. Just keep an eye on it.
Of course. He's a Southsman.
Remember, we had him on the show and we said, you're not allowed to talk politics unless you can answer some genuine footy questions. He is actually a fan of the Rabbitohs. Remember? The South Sydney won more premierships than anyone else.
We have indeed, 21.
In what year did the Rabbitohs win their first premiership? That's question one.
1908.
Who won the Clive Churchill medal in 2014?
Sam Burgess.
Jesus. That was quick.
Who did he break his cheekbone on? Whose head?
James Graham.
Name the father's son. Well, you've already named the father. What was his son's name who played for Penrith in their grand final?
Scott Sattler.
Oh, Jesus.
So not just a South fan, he's not a rugby league fan.
He's not a blowin'. He's also, he's got too many teeth to follow South, I don't know. But I bet you, all right, keep an eye on that for Monday.
We'll be doing that this weekend.
I bet you they're here. Oh, can I get some free tickets to the footy?
Hey, by the way, you can hear all Magic Round games here on 104.5 Triple M, all of them, and on the Listener app as well, so keep listening.
Triple M Breakfast with Marto and Margot.
And Brisbane, as a whole, is the centre of the rugby league universe, this Magic Round, and everyone else going, oh, thank God, it's the weekend. I've gone through 5 whole days of work. I need a rest. One bloke who will not be getting a rest and probably hasn't had one all week is the Suncorp Stadium grounds manager, the main man, Mal. How are you, Mal?
Yeah, I'm doing good, mate. How are you?
No, you're not. Have you set up underneath the stadium in the swag? How's it going?
Oh, we're running around desperately at the moment trying to line mark. So it hasn't been ideal, but we're getting there.
We know when you mow and it's been wet, you leave tyre marks. Yeah. How does line marking go in the wet, Mal?
It's ridiculous.
Line marking's a bit difficult in the rain because it tends to keep washing out. The paint hopefully runs. Yeah, hopefully we get a window this morning and we get it out.
What about drying? We all watch the cricket and see what they do with the outfield with that machine with the sponge and stuff.
Yep.
You got one of them?
Oh, we've got little ones. We don't have a big one like the cricket does, but we probably don't need to be quite as dry as a cricket field.
Mal, did I hear that 100 mils per hour Suncorp can handle?
Yes.
Is that due to good, like the drainage systems there? How does it work?
Yeah. Well, yeah, the field's constructed as to drain it at 100 mils an hour. So the field's all sand. So Mel,
there's a lot of people. We love our lawn porn here at Triple M. if we were to cut and look at a side section, the grass, can you talk all blokes? Just take
layers.
20 seconds. The layers. Yep. What happens after the grass? How much
after the grass?
Soil?
275 mils of sand.
Sand straight away. Yep.
Yep. Yeah, so there's no soil as such. It's all sand based. God. Into 100 mils of gravel and then into the subsurface drainage.
And then it drains away.
Yeah.
Wow. Incredible. A lot of footy being played over the next 3 days. Rain set to continue. How high maintenance is this ground after each game, and what is it going to look like at the end for the last game, the Cowboys v. the Tigers?
Well, the last two magic rounds that we've had, we do look pretty worn by that eighth game, but obviously we're aiming to be safe and playable is our goal.
We should introduce the divot stomp, you know, like they do at the polo. Should just get everyone from the crowd down onto Suncorp and just get all the divots in.
Is there any need?
No, let's not.
What about getting everyone to bring two chuckses tomorrow night and they all go down and sponge their own little bit of sponging? Is there no chance that it'll be called off, Mel?
No, I wouldn't imagine so. We did our performance testing this morning.
What does that look like?
Traction, hardness.
Is that a run it straight challenge? Or who's do you put the footy boots on and try to sidestep one of the other groundsmen?
Heads groundsman versus the new apprentice.
Have you seen us?
The only other suggestion I have other than the sponges, Mal, is get all of the ladies with cordless hair dryers out there and we can dry it off in the middle. No?
Yeah, no, that's better than your divot stomping.
Mal,
we are ideas, people.
I bet you're glad it's league rather than union with those scrums.
Yes.
Yes, okay. Yes. They tend to ruin a person's 100%.
Fit. Good luck. Yes.
Have a good weekend, mate.
All right.
Marto and Margot, Triple M Breakfast.
$1,000 for one of our roomers. All you need to do is phone them through. You can text, by the way, 0484 10 1045.
Thank you to everyone that has as well.
133353.
There was a moment spotted yesterday at the Legends lunch. I know we're not allowed to talk about what happened up on stage or the stories that were told, but there was something that happened that may have been overlooked by many because they were so excited about and entrenched in the stories of the legends that were being told.
Yeah.
I think everybody, except for a few people, may have missed the fact that Wayne Bennett was approached by the Redcliffe's recruitment and retention officer during the lunch.
There were three Redcliffe people there yesterday as well, like their media guy and a couple of other people.
But
what do you mean?
A fourth person turned up at the regatta yesterday and asked to speak with Mr. Wayne Bennett and he had to exit to address the man who I'm led to believe is the recruitment officer who's in charge of recruitment for the Dolphins.
Well, while the lunch was going on yesterday?
A contract apparently was signed yesterday, Marto.
At the lunch?
At the lunch. A playing contract for a player that could potentially be coming to the Redcliffe Dolphins. And I don't know who that player is on that contract, but I can speculate.
Oh.
There's been talks about Cameron Munster, of course, potentially coming, Herbie Farnworth, Anthony Milford, Jared Wallace, all potential candidates. But I'm led to believe that Branko Lee, who's currently at Brisbane, is being linked to the Redcliffe Dolphins.
Wow, we'll keep an eye on that one.
Mm. Good one. Okay.
Can I get serious for a moment?
Oh, dear. Did you just clear your throat?
We've been told there's a video. I want to get serious about this. That's why I want to do it at this time before we get into a song. There's a video circulating around Brisbane this morning, I've been told. It's footage that captures a key moment from yesterday's Legends lunch. Now, those who were there would know the moment that I'm talking about, okay? And as you know, we guaranteed our invited guests, especially Wayne Bennett, but also the other guys. We said you can speak freely at this afternoon.
What was the condition that they came on?
If anyone's unclear, we said no recording equipment. We put them in an individual
envelope,
and at 3:30 this afternoon they were allowed to retrieve their phone. Okay, it's obvious that someone went to great lengths to smuggle in a phone, whether it was a burner, I don't know, but listen, the moment they filmed is definitely something that should not be in the public view, what happened yesterday, because we promised privacy, and we asked that if you are sent this video, that that you delete it. Do not forward it on. You'll know what it is if you receive it this morning. It's obviously disappointing. Confidentiality, there's legals that will end up getting involved if it spreads. It's at the core of this event, the confidentiality and the privacy and the future of Triple M's Legend Lunch is now in doubt because of this. If you get it, forget it.
All right. Thanks, Marto.
Marto and Margo. Triple M Breakfast.
The day after the Legends Lunch. I think there's a Macca's run underway here. Triple M, yeah.
Listen, just I want to retract something. We were just talking about that Hale Street on-ramp accident. It's been cleared. Don't go the South Brisbane way. Continue. It's now flowing. Things change
in 4 minutes.
For those
that turned off 2 minutes ago, yeah, don't go that way.
Listen, things are flowing freely on the Riverside Expressway again. And what did Clint from Alimba ring and tell?
Well, he told us that he had 245 millimetres of rain in his rain gauge over the last 24 hours.
That's right. That's just north rain. Of Caboolture.
Yeah, a lot of rain
around. Too wicked. All right, everyone okay? Everyone with it?
Yeah,
I was fragile when I got here this morning, but I'm starting to come
I'm
good.
Still waiting for a hash brown that I ordered at 5 o'clock. Someone was doing a Macca's order. I said, oh, just give me a hash brown.
Can you imagine
and it's
how
now 6:23 and I'm like, where's my hash brown?
That's the sort of morning it is because I'll tell you what, there was some laughs, there were tears, there were hugs, there were headlocks and things got loose after you two left. I didn't get out of there until about 6 last night.
Oh, I left at 4.
And I just wanted to make sure everyone got home safely.
Oh, good on you, Marto. Yes. Looking after everyone at the Legends Lunch.
Yeah, God, that was a great arvo.
It was a great afternoon.
Now, I know we couldn't record anything in the room. There was no cameras. Like, we didn't even have any cameras. I think there was one photo taken when everyone sat down, then they buggered off.
Can we say that we made everyone do a...
No. No. You can't say anything. Mm. Nothing that went on inside.
We made them put their phones into an...
Yeah.
Everyone knows what happened in the 2001 third game when Alan Langer came back from England. But the way Wayne Bennett was telling parts of that story, when Alfie cried, what about when Wendell got up?
No, you can't, Marto.
I'm not telling details. I'm just general.
No, please don't. Don't ruin it for everyone for next year. Because if you do that, then we'll have to re-look at the event altogether and go, oh, well, people are saying, because what goes on inside stays there.
Jeez, you know who got serious? Oh, God, what am I supposed to say? Actually, no, here you go.
How about you tell everybody what happened in the what do you call it? The dozer.
Oh, there was in that smoking area. There was some loose unit.
Yeah, you can talk about that.
Anyway.
I was sat next to you at our table at one point and he was all clean cut and working and scribbling notes and then next minute he's standing up the back stinking like rum and smokes. I'm like, where have you been? He goes, in the dozer.
I had two rums double parked because they were, there you go, mate. Everyone was just handing the rums and I was buying him one. It was responsible drinking at its finest.
You said to me, do we have to do anything else? I said, yeah, we have to wrap up and say goodbye. You're like, you're good to do that, aren't you?
Oh, just saying goodbye, thanks very much.
I don't think we did anyway.
No one did it.
Wendell Saylor ended up closing the afternoon for us.
He certainly did.
Actually, can I do this? Yeah. Late in the afternoon, I just said, geez, I should get some recordings.
This
I did
is
get
afterwards.
A couple. These are a few of our... God, I met a lot of new friends. I've got so many best friends. And yeah, I said to you this afternoon, I bet you someone headlocks me. Yeah, I had my head in some bloke's arm and he was rubbing me head.
Wasn't everybody so happy to get their phones back after 3 or 4 hours?
My God.
Once they did get their phones back, they were selfieing and getting photos and everyone checking on their kids.
Oh, it was so good. It was so good. These guys were so happy with all the speakers and the entertainment was top shelf.
How was it? The lunch.
It was good.
Corey.
Sensational.
James Graham.
Mate, if you can't beat him, bite him.
Comedian Brett Blake.
Best mullet on ground. Jeez, he was funny. Gers, mate, best looking retired centre in the game.
Wendell. Wendell's got those.
Oh, closely followed by Wendell.
Some bloke in the background wanted his T-shirts. And this was Hope and Ruggie. What a lovely pair they
were. Hope, did I met you meet Hope. Yeah, she beauty. Was so lovely.
Call me Rug.
Excellent, mate. Great. Better. Awesome. Love him. Wendell. Oh, the Del. What do we do about Wendell's overconfidence problem? That's well and truly cemented.
So top day?
Top day. Great day.
Will you ever tell anyone anything?
Oh, look, it was honest and innocent and there was nothing. Yep, nothing to tell them.
Beautiful.
I'll see you next year.
Michael, I met at our table. Oh, Shane, Crawley, Kerry, Brad, Wayne.
Oh, God,
everybody that I met yesterday. Yeah. Yeah, anyway, you were all wonderful. Oh. Everybody was so kind except for the one guy who kept talking about my boobs. I'm like, come on, mate.
Hold on. I can't talk about it.
No,
can I
can't talk about it.
All right, can I talk about JC from Powderfinger when I was so cute? And it was after we left the area.
Yeah.
When he saw, I said to you, can I meet Corey?
Yeah, he's a big Broncos fan, and he went to Bow Desert. He grew up in Bowie. He's a Bowie boy.
Yeah.
And Corey's a Bowie boy. And JC said to me, because I'd never met him in person before. I've only ever spoken to him here at Triple M when he comes on and talks about the Trifford. And he was telling me that he and Hoggy have reformed their band,
the Predators.
They've made an album. They're going to be touring again. And he said, I'm a massive Broncos fan. I've never met Corey. Can you introduce me? And I was like, yeah. I'm like, Corey, this is JC from Powderfinger, wants to meet you.
Was Corey impressed?
Corey was so impressed. And they had a good chat about the good old Bowie days.
And Andrew, the G family.
Andrew G, GG.
Oh, funny.
But yeah, no, JC, what a guy. Top bloke. Mono and Margo on Triple M Breakfast.